Now that North Dakota voters have approved Measure 1, the state's constitutional amendment to deal with government ethics, what happens next? One of the leaders, Dina Butcher of Bismarck, says she's talking with legal counsel and legislators about getting the enabling legislation prepped and passed for the 2019 legislative session. And she says now she's reaching out to the measure's opponents.
You know, I see this as an opportunity for them to have input in this beginning stage and help us address the issues that they were so adamant about in opposing it, because they made it sound like they couldn't touch it. But in this enabling legislation, there are plenty of places that we can come together.
Butcher says the 2019 legislature will have to appoint and fund an ethics commission, but she says the rules for transparency and for lobbyists might take a little bit longer.
And I would like everyone to recognize that this is good for the citizens of North Dakota, and it's good for the business organizations that initially didn't feel that it was good for them. And I hope that we'll all have confidence that there's no dark money coming into North Dakota.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.